And you're listening on Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Former Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams was in Washington today. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, she was there sharing her thoughts with Congress about voting rights.
The hearing looked at challenges to the Voting Rights Act since the Supreme Court decided the Shelby County versus Holder case in 2013. That decision ended a process requiring certain states to have changes to voting laws approved by federal officials. Here's Stacey Abrams.
Jurisdictions formerly covered under Section 5, joined now by states with changing demographics, have raced to reinstate or create new hurdles to voter registration, ballot access, and ballot counting.
Since losing the election last November, Abrams has traveled across the state and country with her new nonprofit voting rights group, Fair Fight Action. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms testified before a congressional subcommittee on cybersecurity today. Last spring, a ransomware attack hit Atlanta hard, disrupting the court system, water department, and erasing some police data. Bottoms says city officials learned they cannot completely protect their network.
Quite frankly, that remains our biggest challenge. Atlanta is more prepared and resilient than ever, but we continue to need strong partnerships.
Mayor Bottoms called on the federal government to share more real-time threat information and establish a disaster relief fund for cyber attacks. The first Georgia county is officially opposing drilling for oil and seismic testing off the state's coast. Liberty County, the Board of Commissioners there, passed a resolution opposing the practice. Liberty County is just south of Savannah. The Georgia General Assembly passed a similar resolution this year. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.